Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is commentary with Winston Barnes. That technology has dramatically changed the lives of all people over the globe is probably best exemplified by the experiences of Jamaicans both in the island nation and in the diaspora over the last 2 weeks. Be reminded that many Jamaicans, a disproportionate number in fact, know what it is to have and use more than one cell phone. Jokes have abounded about people needing multiple phones because they're in multiple romantic relationships, but multiple phones regardless. Think then of that same society where that phone also facilitates cash remittances using money transfer from phone to phone. This is in addition to the phone being used to transmit still photos as well as videos. These realities confirm how lost some people might have been since a vicious hurricane washed away their digital devices. And the cell phone service providers as well as government regulators understand this very well. Because of this, the companies were under pressure to use emergency facilities to bring temporary cell phone towers to communities that were isolated, what could very well be life-saving technology back to stranded individuals. So even as we prepare to donate food and even clothing, think about the old cell phones you might have lying around the house. Maybe one donation that might not be on any official list is a cell phone. One may be that you can use your phone to purchase for someone in Jamaica. I'm Winston Barnes with commentary.